Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. We're dissecting the operational metrics for Zcash as of January 11th, 2026. Trinity, today's dataset presents a fascinating tension: substantial growth in private usage juxtaposed against significant net outflow and a truly anomalous network throughput event.
It certainly looks like a day of extremes, Neo. We've seen activity spiking across the board. Before we dive into that fee anomaly you just mentioned, let's start where we always do: the health of privacy flows. What did we observe today compared to yesterday's relatively quiet figures?
The immediate takeaway is that private engagement is sharply up, both in absolute numbers and proportionally. Yesterday, we registered 80 shielded transactions, representing just under 2% of total activity. Today, that shielded transaction count soared to 202. This pushes our percentage of shielded transactions up to 3.23%. This is a strong, tangible signal of privacy adoption accelerating amongst the user base when volume is high.
That's encouraging news for adoption rates, signaling that users are actively utilizing the shielded pool infrastructure. However, looking at the net flows, it appears that the volume moving out of the shielded pool dramatically outweighs the volume moving in.
Precisely. While the entrance flow, the ZEC being newly shielded, came in strong at 1,051 ZEC, the exit flow, or deshielding, was much heavier at 1,150 ZEC. This leaves us with a net privacy flow of negative 98.73 ZEC for the day. For context, yesterday's net flow was effectively neutral at negative 0.04 ZEC. This near 100 ZEC net outflow is not an insignificant figure, particularly on a day with elevated general throughput. It suggests that while more users are engaging privately, the holders of larger shielded balances are actively positioning funds for transparent markets or potentially off-ramping.
If we correlate that outflow with the overall throughput numbers, we might find the source of that liquidity movement. Yesterday, the network transferred around 244,000 ZEC. What did today look like?
Today was a massive volume day. We saw total ZEC transfers spike to just under 400,000 ZEC, 399,262 to be exact, translating to over $150 million USD in value moved. This throughput increase is directly correlated with a significant rise in large value activity. Yesterday, we tracked 529 whale-class transactions. Today, that number jumped to 600.
So we have a day characterized by high network utilization, increasing address engagement, up from 4,400 unique addresses yesterday to nearly 5,500 today, and critical whale movement. It strongly suggests that those 600 large transactions were responsible for driving both the overall volume and perhaps that net deshielding we observed.
That's the most logical synthesis of the data, Trinity. The high throughput environment created ideal cover for major movements. But we have to address the elephant in the room, which is an anomaly in fee structure that completely skewed our network health metrics.
The fee metrics are startling. The median transaction fee remained stable and low, sitting at $0.0376, which is typical for a healthy network. However, the average transaction fee skyrocketed to over $541. That is mathematically impossible without a colossal outlier.
It is evidence of a catastrophic transaction, likely an error, or perhaps a deliberate, highly anomalous priority payment. If we look at the raw data, the maximum recorded transaction fee for the day was $389,493.47 USD. This figure dwarfs yesterday's maximum fee of $212,000, which itself was likely an outlier.
A $390,000 fee on a single transaction is extraordinary. What technical explanations could account for such a burn? Is this indicative of congestion or something entirely different?
It is almost certainly not an indicator of systemic congestion. If it were, the median fee would have risen dramatically, and it didn't. This points directly to a single, likely erroneous input. We see a few primary possibilities here. First, a fat finger error, where a user accidentally included a significant portion of the transaction value into the fee field. Second, given the transparent nature of fees, it could be a programming error in an exchange or custodial wallet configuration. And third, though less common, it could be an intentional burn by an entity looking to remove ZEC from circulation for an unknown strategic reason, although the error hypothesis remains dominant.
Regardless of the cause, such an event severely distorts the average fee metrics and must be flagged as a critical anomaly rather than a reflection of typical network costs.
Absolutely. If we were to filter that single transaction out, the average fee would revert to a healthy, manageable level commensurate with the stable median. The technical takeaway is that Zcash's underlying throughput metrics performed robustly, handling high whale volume and increased shielded flows, but the metrics were temporarily polluted by a human or programming error in fee setting.
So in summary, January 11th, 2026 was a day of high activity, 600 whale movements, significantly increased private utilization hitting 3.23% of total transactions, and high throughput volume. However, that throughput was accompanied by substantial net deshielding, a flow out of the private pool, and overshadowed by a nearly $400,000 single transaction fee anomaly.
A complex day, certainly. The trend line for privacy adoption is positive, but the market context suggests that large holders are currently opting to liquidate or reposition SEC into transparent spaces, possibly preparing for movements off-chain. We will be closely watching tomorrow's net flow metrics to see if this deshielding pressure persists.
Fascinating analysis, Neo. We'll leave it there for today. Thank you for tuning into the Zcash podcast. We'll be back tomorrow to dissect the next 24 hours of Zcash network activity.